This recording, Wales 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at the old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She had a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah would be able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Merthyr Tydfil. I grew up in Treharris. I went to school in Abintaff, which is in Troyderoo. I played a lot of football and a lot of basketball and a lot of rugby while at school. I also played a lot of tennis. We had quite a lot of tennis courts at school, so it was not hard to get a court. We used to go in early every morning, and then every lunchtime we'd grab a sandwich and run straight out and start playing tennis. Didn't have that many basketball facilities in school, though, which was a bit rubbish, and none of the teachers knew how to play basketball, so I ended up being the coach and the captain of the team. Didn't really play many games because the teachers were too focused on rugby, which was alright because I like playing a lot of rugby as well. I live on top of a valley, so whenever there was a lot of rain, I could still go into school because nothing was flooded around me because I was up on the top and all the water would just run down, and everyone in the lower part of the village would get flooded and wouldn't be in school, and I'd be in school in uniform, and all the people from the other areas on top of the valley would be in school as well, and we'd be the very few there. I can remember I used to play for Wales for basketball. I played for about a year and a half, and then I broke my wrist. Broke a lot of bones when I was younger. I've broken 25 bones up until now. Falling out of trees, downstairs, playing cricket, I got hit with a bat. Playing football, playing rugby, not really a good sport to play when you're breaking so many bones, but just really clumsy things. I used to like going out because I used to have a lot of fields around me, so I used to go out into the fields and build dens or try and build a treehouse, and I'd fall out and break a wrist or break a leg or I'd chip a finger bone. So growing up in Wales was a bit of a treat, and now I'm stuck in London with an awful air.